In the first reading today, St. Paul tells us that the day is coming when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but rather, turning to fables, they will look for anything for themselves. That's where we're at. We have managed in our society to convince people that the truth isn't true, that Jesus isn't real, that he's not the Savior, that he's not God, and therefore anything having to do with the Lord, people have already decided to reject outright. And if that's not true, that is, if the Lord and what he taught is not true, then nothing is. So then we're going to wind up turning to anything and everything. Because if God is not God, or if you want to say there isn't a God, isn't one God, then anything can be God. Anyone can be God. There can be as many gods as anyone wants there to be. Because we become God. We can make up our own truth. We don't need objective truth. And so welcome to America, where relativism has become the norm. We have rejected everything that's objective when we go for everything that's subjective. And somehow or another, everyone's opinion is not only equal, but somehow true. Now, both of those are ridiculous. But that's where we're at. So for us now, it is the point that our Lord makes very clear, that he's going to come at a time when people do not expect. And he said to us that we need to be watchful. We need to be prepared. If the householder knew the hour when the thief was going to break in, he wouldn't have let his house be broken into. Obviously, he didn't know the hour. So the Lord is telling us we simply need to be watchful. It can happen any time. We don't know when. It's going to come essentially without warning. He told us, yes, we can look for the signs of the times, and if we look around, the signs are pretty obvious right now. That doesn't mean the second coming is upon us. But it does mean that we're living in extraordinary times, and we're going to see extraordinary things, and we have to be ready. And we have to be absolutely certain about our faith. Because if we're not, we're going to be swept away. Our faith must be solely focused on Jesus. If it is not, we will be swept up in the tide. Now, there are lots of people who will be very firm and say, "Oh, not me." Those are going to be the ones that are going to be gone, because we're going to try and do it by ourselves. I can white knuckle this. I can do it. No, we can't. God can. We cannot. Our faith, our trust must be in the Lord only, not in ourselves, only in the Lord. That is absolutely critical. And so if we are watchful, meaning if we are praying, if we are doing what we're supposed to do, if we're remaining faithful, if our focus is on the Lord, then blessed will we be, Jesus says. But if we start getting caught up in all the things that are going on around us, we're not going to be prepared when he comes. Right now, it's not so much worrying about when he's going to come. It's about remaining faithful in the situation in which we find ourselves. This is where people, like for instance in China or in some of the countries where they have been persecuted severely, have a great, great advantage over us. They've already suffered for their faith. They know how to do that. We have not. And we don't know how to do it. It's been very easy to be Catholic in America. Oh, it's not politically correct, but it's been pretty easy. It's not going to be. And we have to be prepared. And that preparation is a spiritual one. And it is to keep the focus where it belongs. Keep it on Jesus. Because before he returns, you can read the book of Revelation, there's going to be all kinds of really, really, really bad stuff that's going to happen. So it's not like, okay, well, it's getting a little bit bad, so the Lord should be returning tomorrow or the next day. Not so. He's going to test our faith. He's going to see if we will remain faithful. He's going to allow the devil an awful lot of latitude. And I am marveling at the number of people who are waffling already. And the oven hasn't even been turned on. We're not even up to warm yet. And people are already waffling. What are we going to do when the temperature gets turned up? So we need to make sure that we are watching out for our souls. Make sure that we're rooted in prayer, make sure we're focused, and make sure that it is about the truth, not truths, not just what does the church teach. We need to know all of those things, but remember, the truth is a person. Our focus must be on the person of Jesus, united with the person of Jesus, in love with the person of Jesus, because then we will remain faithful. If it's just fidelity to some teachings, which are true, it's not going to last. It's the person. That's who we must be faithful to. That's where we have to put our focus. So that's what we want. Make sure we're looking at that. Our Lord has warned us. The saints have warned us. And for a lot of us, we've gotten pretty soft. It's time to start strengthening things up. It's time to turn to some serious prayer and make sure that our souls are prepared for whenever the Lord comes.